I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Food prices around the globe are soaring. They're threatening the lives of 100 million people. That's a message from the head of the United Nations World Food Program. The WFP has joined world leaders in London to talk about how to address the global food crisis. The Europeans are increasing their humanitarian budgets. The U.S. has promised to send more food aid. But as The World's Matthew Bell reports, it's hard to figure out what to do after that.
In the last year, the price of corn has shot up more than 30%. Rice is up almost 75%, and wheat, 130%. For the average American, it's not much more than a financial nuisance. But imagine being one of the hundreds of millions of people around the world who eke out a living on $1 or $2 a day. For them, the rising cost of food is an immediate threat. Josette Sheeran is the head of the World Food Program.
We're seeing about 100 million people, as the World Bank estimates, being put into the urgent category, who maybe didn't need assistance 6 months ago, but today simply can't afford enough food for their families. So we've seen families reduced down from two bowls of grain a day to one.
For the governments of poor nations, rising food prices are also a political threat. Take, for example, the recent food riots in Haiti, Egypt, and parts of Africa. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown organized today's meeting of policymakers and experts in London to address the issue of food costs. Brown says tackling hunger is a moral challenge. It's also a threat to the political and economic stability of nations. He's working on a plan to help poor farmers boost production. Brown also says that Britain and Europe need to be more selective in the way they support biofuels. Leaders in developing countries, such as Evo Morales of Bolivia, are pointing the finger at Western nations. Morales criticized rich countries for using crops like corn to fuel their cars instead of feeding people.
¿Qué importancia tiene la vida y qué importancia tiene el carro?
Morales said, how important is life for us and how important are cars? Life should come first, he said, and cars second. There are lots of reasons why food prices have shot up in recent months. Climate change and severe weather in parts of the world are issues. The rising cost of oil is a factor because that affects transport costs. So is the sinking value of the U.S. dollar against the euro and other currencies. That makes food priced in dollars more expensive in markets around the globe. But Peter Timmer of Stanford University says the interdependency of global food markets is another cause, and India's poor wheat harvest of 2007 is a case in point. In response to the shortfall last year, Timmer says the Indian government started doling out rice to the needy instead. Then, to safeguard its supply of rice, India banned rice exports.
As soon as that happened, Thailand, which is the largest rice exporter with a newly elected, fairly populist government, said, oh, you know, we've got to keep rice prices under control for our people. We better think about putting restrictions on exports here. Vietnam followed the next week. At the same time, you've got the Philippines desperately trying to buy 2.5 million tons of rice out of a rice market that is now pretty much disappearing. And it's just like throwing gasoline on a fire. It just blew up.
The same ton of rice that sold for about $350 last year is going for almost $1,200 today. So what about those biofuels like ethanol that are all the rage in the American heartland? Again, Peter Timmer.
You know, 2 years ago, farmers put everything in corn because that's where the incentives were. We get very few soybeans produced. That means very little soybean oil. And so the Chinese can't import as much soybean and soybean oil as they had been. So they started buying vegetable oil, palm oil, out of Indonesia and Malaysia. Suddenly, vegetable oil prices have gone up 150%. Why? Because of the ethanol policy.
But in this country, changing that ethanol policy is a politically risky move that would endanger the farm vote in an election year. That explains why there were no high-profile American politicians at the meeting in London today. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.